USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three students have been shot and killed at a Michigan high school. Police say the shooter, a 15-year-old student, opened fire today at Oxford High School in Oxford, Michigan, which is located about 30 miles north of Detroit. Police also say multiple people are wounded.
He fired multiple shots, I can tell you that. We've recovered multiple shell casings in the school. Somewhere in the area, obviously, with that many people shot, we're thinking, 15 to 20 shots that were fired.
That's Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe. Inflation isn't going away. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell adding it's probably time to stop referring to it as transitory. However, he said inflation is expected to start turning around sometime next year. Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testifying before a Senate committee today. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's day two in the sex trafficking trial of the woman accused of recruiting underage girls for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of seeking out young girls and grooming them for Epstein. Epstein's former pilot taking the stand on Tuesday. President Biden signed multiple bills into law, including the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021 and the Hire Veterans Health Heroes Act of 2021. The president saying through the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021, women can get the care they need when it comes to both their physical and mental health.
This bill will commission a comprehensive study of maternal health challenges facing veterans and will invest in maternal care coordination programs at the VA. It's an important step in making sure we meet the needs of American mothers who have served.
The president hitting the road to pitch his Build Back Better agenda. The president in Minnesota today. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Christmas trees are not the only thing in short supply for the Christmas season, as the demand for Santas is outweighing the supply. Head elf at HireSanta.com, Mitch Allen, joins Fox News and explains that COVID-19 is a huge reason behind the shortage.
COVID still exists, and as you can imagine, our Santa Claus entertainers are at a high risk for a negative outcome if they get COVID. So a number are sitting out again this year. And unfortunately, we lost a number of Santa Claus entertainers. Just this year alone, 335 that we're aware of have passed away due to COVID.
Allen says his website has seen a 121% increase in people seeking Santas and has been turning down requests since the first week of November. A Republican senator is calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz blasted Dr. Anthony Fauci again after the White House chief medical advisor accused his critics of being anti-science. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox and Friends.
Tony Fauci lied to Congress, and he should be investigated. He repeatedly said that his agency did not fund dangerous and risky gain-of-function research in those Wuhan labs.
Cruz responded on Twitter calling Fauci an unelected technocrat who has distorted science and facts in order to exercise authoritarian control over millions of Americans. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.